You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to lay down in the tall grass and let Evel Knievel jump my body on a John Deere riding lawnmower. Funny thing happened me and Dub Maker last night. See, me and Dub needed some parts for my truck, so we hightailed it to the city on Saturday. Well, we goofing off, you know, pretty soon it's already getting dark, so we stop in this bar we never had been to. It was a new experience. Funny thing about this bar was, it must have been a biker bar, but there wasn't no Harleys parked outside. But inside, you got a bunch of guys dressed up in leather. You know them leather pants and them leather gloves without the fingers. So you talk about a new experience. There we was in our first big city biker bar. Well, I never had been in a real biker bar like that, so I'll tell some things that I learned. First of all, them bikers like to drink them sissy drinks. You know, fuzzy navels and sea breezes and daiquiris. You wouldn't think them gravel-spitting, concrete-kissing he-men be drinking sissy stuff with little girly umbrellas, but they do. And number two, about bikers. There was only a couple of women in there, but man, was they ugly. You ever seen a biker chick up close? This is the truth. I'm not making this up. If you was to take a man and dress him up like a woman, that's what these women would have looked like. Another thing about bikers there. They are the nicest people in the world. One of them guys come up and asked Dub to dance. Dub said, no, because people might look at him queer. Man, them biker boys got a big laugh out of us on that one. Wake up, America! I just had a terrible thought. Me and Dub walk into a strange bar together on Saturday night. You don't think them biker boys thought we was gay, do you? I'm Earl Pitts, Native American redneck. Pitts off.